Welcome to the Curious Coach podcast. So buckle up as we travel around and explore the world of coaching. Here's your host and professional coach, Stephen Clements.
Hello and welcome to this weekly mini episode of the Curious Coach podcast. Last week's Curiosity Challenge was all about looking out for and trying to put names on your own strengths. Maybe you even tried out one of the formal strengths assessment to get an in-depth understanding of your own strengths. Personally, I had a few flashes of my own strengths making an appearance when I was pondering something as I went on a nice long run into work. Over the course of about 10 miles or so, I mulled over a problem to the point where I had the makings of a great strategic plan to solve it, and full of bounce, ready to start putting that plan into action as I arrived in the door. In terms of naming my strengths, I called out my strategic thinking strength, coupled that with a dollop of my deep pondering strength, and threw in a good dose of looking after myself by going for a run regardless of the weather strength. Now, it might surprise you to know that those are labels I've made up, but they do accurately reflect three of my more dominant strengths. And as I mentioned last week, the label isn't actually important. What is important is being able to recognise them, name them, and then spot when you use them. Hopefully you had a similar experience. Now, this week's challenge continues on the theme of noticing and naming strengths. But this time, be on the lookout for strengths in other people. You might start with people you know fairly well, friends or colleagues perhaps. As you think about them, get your brain to tell you a story about a recent event or interaction you've had with them. As you replay that story in your mind, try to identify the different strengths you'd associate with your friend or colleague. Now, give a name to those strengths that you identify. Having done that, watch out for those strengths being demonstrated in future interactions. Sometimes, having thought and named the strength in advance can make them a little easier to spot. It's probably a little like buying a new car and suddenly noticing that everybody has one of those new cars and they're everywhere. Now, once you've done that for people you know well, try it with somebody you meet for the first time. As you're interacting with them, are you getting a sense of what their strengths might be from what they're doing, saying, or how they're behaving? It can actually be quite fun, and you might be amazed at some of the things you actually notice. Anyway, that's it for this week's challenge. As usual, I'd love to hear how you got on, so please don't hesitate to get in touch by sending me an email to stephen@stephenclements.ie, and as always, that's Stephen with a PH. Full details of this and all the other episodes can be found on my website at stephenclements.ie/podcast. Thanks for listening, and until next week, don't forget, stay curious.